This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. A few weeks ago, I got an email from one of my community partners, and when I scrolled down, opened up the attachment, I saw this flyer, and it just blew my mind. I loved it. It was a early childhood step, and it had seven steps of helping your children become great adults and just all this powerful information. I said, who do I get in touch with? I looked at the bottom. At the bottom, it said, call Sylvia Folks. Like, that's all, folks. So our special guest today is Sylvia Folks from Phoenix Day. Phoenix Day's mission is to provide children and families a foundation for lifelong learning and healthy living. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Sylvia.
Thank you for having me, Vance.
Now, Sylvia, before we start talking about this awesome workshop, this class that you do, share with us a little bit about what is Phoenix Day?
Phoenix Day is just Phoenix Daycare. We're a nonprofit. We love our kids. We also have an after-school program. And we have a Health Things program, which is our way of reaching out to the community and providing services. So we're all really just about the community.
Yes, you are. You are doing awesome work. Now, I want to spend the rest of this show talking about this workshop class that you're doing. And listen up, her next class starts January 12th. Is that right?
That's the 12th, yes.
Tell us about this early childhood STEP program, 1 through 7. You got some different things in here.
Yeah, so I just have a little outline about the chapters. It's the same flyer you have there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, all we're doing is just parents, caregivers, early childhood workers. We get together and we chat for an hour. We have different points that we want to hit, and we have our topics for the day. But really, we're just comparing stories. We're helping each other out. It's advice, and it's different strategies that we're sharing with each other.
Well, what I love, I was reading some of here, says you'll hear how other parents deal with concerns just like yours. That's what I love, because it's reality. It's not like a teacher-student type of a parenting class.
Right.
Everyone kind of shares and work together.
Yes, everyone does.
What's the typical day for one of the classes?
We just started last week, the first cohort.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, we sat around, I bought dinner, and we chat, and we ate, and we just shared different strategies. I mean, everyone has different strategies to parent. Every child is different, so it's going to be different. And it's just different approaches, and we take what we can from it.
Is it free? Does it, or is it a charge?
Completely free.
Completely free. And I love it because you said you have reading and video segments that introduce, you know, out of each session. What are some of those readings and video segments? What do they cover?
So each participant gets a handbook. So everything that they learn with us, they get to take home. We also have a video. I have a video that I share with every chapter. Each chapter is covered at a session.
Mm-hmm.
We have a video that is shared at every session. And it's just little examples that we get from the publishers. And then we give our opinions on those examples and how we might have approached the situation or the times that we've used those approaches.
And how long is the class? Is it once a week, twice a week, 3 hours?
It's once a week. Right now I'm doing them every Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and it's an hour a day.
Oh, that's awesome. What times?
6:30 to 7:30.
So in the evening. And then
yes.
When your January course has started, that pretty much going to be around the same time?
Pretty much the same, yes.
Okay. And now, what kind of people call you at Phoenix Day to say, I need some parenting classes, I need some help, I need some childcare? What kind of people?
I've got all kinds. This training is good for caregivers, so it counts as training hours for us. I'm a part-time parent resource specialist at Phoenix Day, and I'm a part-time teacher, so I've got both sides of the spectrum. This is intended for parents, but it's open to caregivers or just people who are interested. Really, this class is for anyone on the street who wants to join.
Now, we got listeners all over the country, and Sylvia, we get the emails and calls. I said, you know what? Don't ask me. I'm going to bring Sylvia in. I'm going to cover some of these steps. You got step 2, understanding your children's behavior. How do you cover that?
That should have a training all on its own. It does not deserve a day. Each child is different. I mean, you just have to get to know the child. Everyone, the great thing about this training, everyone's going to bring their opinions and their experience with it, and you just get every side of the story, and it's you just learn so much. But we're really a child's behavior. You're not going to cover that in an hour.
Yeah, yes, yes. And then discipline for young children, how do you cover that? That's step six.
Yes, that's step six. Discipline is really, it's a touchy subject for a lot of people because there's just different ways of disciplining and it's looked at in different ways. But this training really helps. And I really like chapter six because it shows people that discipline isn't a negative thing and it doesn't have to be. A lot of people see it as an abusive way and some people might take it that way. So we just want to clear the waters and just show that discipline is not a bad thing. It can be a good thing and children can get a lot from it.
Yeah. And then the reason why I wanted to touch on number six, we get when we do our workshops with the dads, we get people that are referred from CPS, you know, DES, and people who have been in situations where they spanked their child or children too hard. And then when we get really, really deep, Sylvia, and we start unpacking a lot of this stuff, we find out that this is the same way. That's the same way the fathers were disciplined. So to them, it was normal. You know, if your child spilled milk, you just slap them across the face. We know it's not normal, but see, that's the atmosphere that they grew up in. So a lot of times it's unpacking, undoing the way that we were taught because it wasn't necessarily the right way, wasn't necessarily the healthy way. And then when we get even deeper, you find out it's almost generational. You know, it's like, well, I disciplined my son like this because my dad disciplined me, my grandpa disciplined my dad, and my great-grandpa disciplined my grandpa like that. Well, things change now. So do you get people who are come in with those type of attitudes, and how do you unpack that?
Definitely. I have, we have foster parents that come in because I know foster parents have to take classes to keep fostering. So we have foster parents that come in. We have CPS cases, DES cases. We have parents from all over, caregivers from all over. So, yeah, there's different approaches, and some people might see it as strictly abuse. They might see discipline as strictly abuse, and that's not the case. We just have to open their eyes to the fact that it can be a lesson. It doesn't have to be conflict. But, yeah, I mean, everyone's going to have their different approaches. We just have to clear the waters and open their eyes, let them know what's the right way. And the right way isn't for everyone, but let them know what's wrong. I don't like using that word.
That's all right.
Because parenting is so different for everyone. But we're not going to abuse the children. That's not what we want to do.
Right. It was powerful at Phoenix Day. You give so many resources. So like you said, you might not just like, I agree with you. You don't want to use the word wrong, but sometimes there is no other way, but or another word. But we might say, you know, we'll share with you other ways of doing
definitely.
It. But having that backup, having that support to do it. Do you hear when people start sharing about their parenting skills, it end up being the same way, sometimes dysfunctional or sometimes functional in their relationships? Do relationships end up being a topic?
Definitely. That can. Are you referring to the parents' relationship or the parents' relationship with the child?
The parents' relationship with each other. Because sometimes we say, I parent my child this way. My wife or my husband or my significant other parented child that way. And you realize, and it's like a tug of war with the kids. You end up really, you're tugging war with each other. Are they able to see their own relationships when they come to the class because of how they're parenting?
I think that's the whole, I think that's what I enjoy most about the class. As a group, we open each other's eyes to those different things. We see the situation our way, the way we intended it to go, but then they bring something to the light. They tell us, well, really, you said this, but your child understood this. So there's just, it's a different point of view on what you did and what other people are doing. So it's just a whole lot of understanding going around.
And a lot of eye-opening.
Definitely.
And a lot of, like, probably about, what, week two or week three, people really start getting honest and open. Is it a closed group or do it like throughout the whole 7 weeks? Is it 7 weeks? Like
it's 7 weeks, yes.
So do you close it after a week or two or is it ongoing?
Right. In order, I mean, I would love to have people drop in, but in order for me to give the certificate, I only allow one absence just because we're meeting for an hour once a week.
Right.
They would miss so much. I would be happy to have people drop in just so they can get what they can out of it. But we are a pretty close group. Right now, it's only Phoenix Day employees. So we all know each other. We all know the children that we're talking about. We know exactly what we're getting at. So it is kind of a debriefing at the end of the day, because I do it right after the daycare closes. It's a little debriefing. Oh, well, so-and-so did this today. And that goes to show what we covered on this chapter. But so we just help each other out.
And it's powerful because you may be talking about something maybe in chapter 3, building self-esteem in early years. And the parent is realizing that they're struggling with low self-esteem. So that's what I love. I know you touched on the fact that the couples end up realizing, hey, this is affecting our relationship. But are they learning? That's the question. Are the parents learning things about themselves while going through this class, becoming a better parent?
Oh, they're leaving as a brand new person. I'm kidding. I would love to say that, but they are. I mean, I see their eyes opening up. They're like, oh, yeah, they're sitting there and they're saying, oh, yeah, I mean, that's what I wanted to do, but it didn't come across that way. Everyone is learning something at their own rate. So it's really good. I just want them to take something away from this, and it looks like they already are.
And what I love about it, Sylvia, is the fact that you're unpacking, the parents are allowed to unpack things about themselves. We're going to get more with this after this commercial break. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Sylvia Folks with Phoenix Day. We'll hear more from Sylvia after this. Hey, man. Father Matters is introducing a new kind of support group that focuses on the challenges of fatherhood. Thursday nights, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is our time to discuss any issues or concerns we have about parenting children of all ages. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Each session will focus on a specific aspect of parenting, and the groups are structured in a way that lets everyone share. For more information about this father support group, visit fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Mark your calendar for December 2nd for our Father Matters Job and Training Job and Training Institute. For registration information, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide on soundcloud.com. I was reading here, Sylvia, what I love. It says, you will learn helpful techniques to improve family communication and encourage cooperation, plus effective discipline strategies that promote both self-esteem and mutual respect. How do they learn all that?
Self-esteem is really big because one of the things when we're disciplining is you might feel like you're a little too tough on your child, and sometimes you might be. You just have to focus on that. In order not to, you don't want to tear down their self-esteem. You want to build it up. So a lot of times you just want to sit down and have a conversation with the child. Some parents don't see that as discipline, but really just conversing with the child and trying to gain an understanding of why they did what they did or why they're doing what they're doing. That would really help you when you're approaching the situation, and it'll help the child in building confidence when conversing with you and expressing himself or herself with you.
When you're like us working with parents involved with CPS, Child Protective Services, how are they going back when they're done? Are they seeing themselves as parents in a different view? Are they seeing their children in a different view?
I like to think they're seeing both ways. They're seeing their children in a different light. They're starting to understand the child more, and they're starting to understand themselves a little more, and their approaches towards the child. They're going to see what they've been doing wrong or what they want to do differently, and they're going to go ahead and do that.
That's awesome. And I love number seven, and because I don't want to give everything away, because I want people to register and call you and come. Number seven, young children's emotional and social development. Ways to deal with crying, jealousy, fears, tantrums, bedtime, mealtime, toilet training, aggression, and more. How do you touch on young children's emotional and social development?
This is really on, we're working on how to talk to the child. This is an approach on how to have a conversation and how to get really in-depth without making it awkward with a three-year-old. How are you going to have a deep conversation with a three-year-old? That's something really difficult for them to stay on topic and for you to really reach that deeper level. But this is a way for you to sit down and really talk to the child and understand and have them understand as well.
Sometimes when parents come in, are they like, I have no clue?
Definitely. What? I mean, we've all been there. I've been there. I don't have kids, but I've been at the daycare for about 3 or 4 years now. Uh-huh. So I've got some experience in that area. And there's just sometimes at the end of the day where did I go wrong? What just happened? Like, you don't even know what happened. But this approach really, really helps you. At the moment, it's not something that you would do afterwards. It's something at the moment of the situation where you're just going to sit down and what am I trying to get out of this? What is my goal from this conversation? And what do I have to do to get there?
Yeah, and I love that. And I love you just jump right in. You cover these 1 through 7. And at the end, and like with us at our workshops, and we have Tuesday night classes and all this type of stuff. My thing is I see parents feel so guilty. They beat themselves up because they might read something in throughout the curriculum and think, oh, I never did that. I should have done that. And it's like they have got to learn how to forgive themselves because they feel like everything that they do or have done is wrong or I should have did that. And it's like, no, this is just to share and educate and give you some more tools now to say you might have done it this way for 8, 9, 12, 15, 30 years, but there are some other ways. There you go, trying to fill in for the word wrong. It's like there are some other ways. And sometimes their hearts are so heavy by the time they leave. And then we just share with them, it is okay. Forgive yourself. You know what I mean? Be willing to change. Do you have people when they leave, are they dealing with emotions like that themselves, let alone changing the kids?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we cover a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings, because these are children that we care about. They may not be our own, but these are all children we care about. And the last thing you want to do is put them down or hurt them or knock them off their high horse. But we're just showing them different ways of teaching them a lesson without it being a negative experience. And chapter 3 really covers that, because at the end of the chapter, it tells us, encourage yourself. It stops being about the children and it's about the adult. Encourage yourself. Don't knock yourself because your child is crying. Just take a look at the situation. What did you do wrong? Why is it wrong? Change that next time. Or it might just correct you. You're not wrong. You did that right. It just hurts a little. Sometimes you just have to take a minute to think about what you did. And did you really do that wrong or did you not?
See, that's awesome, because sometimes we just need to be a little more patient with that child, with that children, you know. Chapter 5, helping young children learn to cooperate. How do you unpack that chapter?
That one's fun. That's more of my toy. That takes a lot of practice. And the chapter really says the child is learning. Uh-huh. This takes time. This is not something that you're going to learn in one sitting or you're going to see in one sitting. This child is stuck on mine.
Right.
You're going to learn that over time. And that is another chapter that deserves a whole session for itself.
Absolutely. Now we talked a little bit about the class, a powerful class. I'm looking at all this information. I want people to call or email or register for themselves. Phoenix Day has done so much great work in Phoenix and in the community. Is Phoenix Day a nonprofit?
Phoenix Day is a nonprofit, and we're celebrating our 100-year anniversary this year.
100 years. How about that? How can people help? What can they do? Can they donate? What What can people do to help Phoenix Day continue on doing what they're doing?
Definitely. We would love some donations. Our website is phoenixday.org, and that's Phoenix spelled out, mm-hmm. phoenixday.org. You can donate right on there. If you're in the Valley or if you're from the area, you can come right in, and we'll help you with that information. Our phone number is 602-252-4911. My extension is 131 if you ever need to reach me. We're there just to help. We have different resources, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does.
Absolutely. And so your website is phoenixday.com.
.org.
.org, spelled out. Do you have a Facebook page?
Phoenix Day has a Facebook page, yes.
So like Phoenix Day on a Facebook page. Donate if you would like, because this is the time of the year. It's December, this week, holiday time. And there's so many agencies. I got partnering agencies and friends that are doing the same thing all around the country. And this is the time of the year, every year, Sylvia, I get a call and they say, Vance, you know, the giving is down. The help is down. People are always ready to pat people on the back. But this is a lot of work. This is an expensive work. And when you're giving, offering these classes for free, that sometimes you feed them, you know, you give lunch, the materials, the workshop, the workbook materials, and people that sometimes say, hey, what happened to that program? What happened to this program? These programs will go away if the community don't step up.
Definitely.
You know, and then churches as well. You know, a lot of churches, not only just help the churches, but a lot of churches can help agencies like Phoenix Day, because they are getting buried with people bringing basically social service issues into the church. And a lot of churches don't know how to deal with that. Well, one way to deal with that is donate to organizations like Phoenix Day. Can they donate time? Can they volunteer?
Oh, we'll take volunteers any day.
Yeah. So if they want to get in contact with you, not just by your phone number, can they email you?
Email, yes. My email is sfolks@phoenixday.org. The Phoenix Day is spelled out.
And Folks, spell your last name.
Folks is F-O-W-L-K-E-S.
And the phone number again to get in touch with Phoenix Day?
Phoenix Day is 602-252-4911.
Now, we have a lot of agencies, especially around the state of Arizona, but around the country. What you're doing with this, because this is so powerful, do you provide trainings to other organizations to provide this service?
We do. This training, I can train others. Mm-hmm. This training, what's great about this is, we get a handbook and we have the points to hit during every session, but it's not very strict, because what it is we're just sitting down and we're having a conversation. It's like a book club. We're sitting together and we're sharing experiences and opinions, and we're just helping each other out. It's a lot of support. So it's not a very strict training. It's not a hard training to give. It's a lot of fun, and I think it's worthwhile.
And we talked about parents. So there are moms and dads in this class during the 7 weeks at the same time. It's open to mothers, yes, and fathers.
Mothers and fathers, caregivers, step-parents, definitely.
Grandparents, foster parents.
Anybody, yes. Anybody off the street.
Basically, anyone that's in guardianship, or like definitely, you said, that's a parent. And it's just so powerful, because what also can be powerful is the fact that you train other organizations, agencies, and maybe even some churches.
Yes.
Because I do a lot of speaking for churches who don't have a men's group or a men's component to the church, and I come in and help them get those started or do speaking engagements. But this is powerful, because this is like a parenting group class to get going, and churches and agencies and organizations can add this component.
Yes.
So tell us about the next one that's coming up.
So the next one is going to be the exact same thing. I'm just giving a chance to those who did not meet the deadline for mm-hmm. this one. It's January 12th.
Right.
It's going to be a Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Same thing. We're just going to have fun. We're going to talk. We're going to help each other out, share experiences, and support each other.
And I love it. You said it's not like a parent-teacher type of parenting class. It's an open conversation.
Open conversation. Yeah, what I enjoyed about last week is the participants were just so surprised at the end of the session, because they said it just went by so fast. We were just sitting around the table eating, drinking our waters, drinking our beverages, and we were just having a conversation about the kids.
And next thing you know, the class is over.
And the class was over. Yeah.
So listen, this is Sylvia Folks from Phoenix Day. Contact Sylvia at phoenixday.org.
Yes.
You can contact her and her agency by phone at 602-252-4911. Sylvia's extension is 131. Like Phoenix Day on Facebook. And Sylvia, for the techies out there, what's your email address?
My email is sfolks@phoenixday.org.
And folks is F-O-W-L-K-E-S.
Yes, it is.
Sylvia, thank you for joining me on the Father Matters Show.
Thank you for having me,
Matt. And thank you for joining us on the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Wednesday, December 2nd, Father Matters is hosting a job and training institute for men and women. Log on to fathermatters.org for registration information. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.